Because Hirura Yaveiro is Koshu Me Yaveiro. That you think of doing an Aveiro, that's worse than doing the actual Aveiro itself. And usually when it says Aveiro in the Gemara, it usually means Nus, with an Isha. Rashi says, Hirura Yaveiro, Taivais Noshim, if somebody thinks about living with another woman, Isha, is Koshim Lahachashas Pesoro Yaisim Megufa Shamaisim. It's worse, it does more harm to your body than the actual Nus itself. As the heroes are thinking about it, is worse than the actual Maisa. V'simnecha, what's the simon for this? Recho de bisrum, smelling, you smell the meat. Rashi's recho de bisrum, hamariach bosa tzli. If you smell gishmak roasted meat, is koshaloi, reach moit shemesavaloi. Like you have more enjoyment, more taiva to have the meat because you smell it than the actual eating of it. As the smelling the hero is worse than the actual mice of eating it. Vaita de kaito, kashio mikaito. Shiloyik de kaito. The end of the summer is kashio mikaito. It's hotter, it's worse then than it is at the beginning of the summer. Visumnecha, what's the simon for this? Tanura shigiro. If you have a hot tanner that you heat it up a few times already, when you heat it up the third time, it's very easy to heat it up. Rashi says, Shiloyik de kaito. Elul. That's the end of the summer. Kosher mekaita. It's harder than the beginning of the summer. Kosher choymai michoy makaitz. Show Thomas. The heat of Elul is harder to take than the heat of Thomas. You're ready. It's hot already. A few months already. V'guf habriyos b'choy makaitz overalov tomid neschamim hu. Ato b'choyim kalom azikun. Since your body is hot already, so any little more heat that comes in as mazik makes it hard for you. Therefore, the heat of Elul is worse than the heat of Thomas. And v'simnecho, tanura shkira, means tanura shusak b'yoyim p'mayim v'sholish. If you already heated up this oven two or three times already. Chamu, it's very hot still. V'noyach lasiko b'yetzim watim. If you want to heat it up now another time, it's very easy with a small amount of wood. So that's at the end of the summer, any little bit of heat warms you up more than the beginning of the summer. V'aytishtiyo disvusa, the savo. Is kasha midikaita. A heat, if you get a sick in the winter, you get a heat in the winter, it's worse than in the summer. The simnecha, the simon for this is tanura kriro, a cold tanner, a cold oven. So Rashi says, ishta disavosa, means kadacha, somebody got sick, he got heat. Shall yemois hacharif, in the winter, if you get sick in the winter and you have fever, mechamamois es hacharila, and the chayla became hot, v'yadua shukoshim yod. You know it's very hard. This fever is very high fever. Yoisim mikadachas mavaras v'moysa kaitz. More than the heat that you get in the summertime. V'simnecha, what's the simon for this? Tanura karira. Min sorach eitzim merubim lahasikoy. You need a lot of wood to heat up a cold oven. Izaf said the same thing here also. Shu'avar tzoinin. In the middle of the winter, it's cold outside. V'yaguf tzoinin. And your body is also a little bit cold. V'yachoylim aviroy. And still you have high fever, you're hot, is v'yadua shu choli kosher. You know for sure it's a very hot, high fever, you're very sick, so that's the fever you have in the winter, it's worse than the fever you have in the summer. V'ayto, migmar b'yatikto, kashya mechadato. To learn something old is harder than to learn something new. So Rashi learns, migmar b'yatikto, kashya mechadato. Means, mi shalomet, if somebody learns something, v'siach daitoi, and he took his mind away from the learning, v'shochach, and he forgot what he learned. Is kosher lachzor v'lilmoid masha shochach. It's very hard now to review what you already learned and forgot. Yoisu masha lelomad. It's much harder to review something, to chazer it, than it is to learn something new. To learn something new is a gishmak. But to chazer something you learned already is much harder. So that's what Rashi learns in the Gemara, that nigma be'atikton. To learn something old that you already learned already is kosher, very hard, mecharaton, when you're learning something new. Other mafreshim within the Miri says it goes upon like your age. Like when you're a kid, young, Girsa the Yankusa, it's very easy to learn. Mashenka v'yatikta, when you're older already, it's harder to learn. So to learn when you're older, it's harder to learn when you're still young. The simnech, what's the simn for this? Tina bar tina. If you want to make cement, if you use the cement over and over again. Strashu simnech, tina bar tina. If you use it from an old wall already, if you have old cement, it's harder to use than to use fresh cement. I hot cement, you can't use all together. Cement already, but you crush it down. still it's harder to use than nusment. Amar Rabbi Avuah, my time with the Rebbe. What's the pshat from Rebbe? Rashi, my time with the Rebbe, the Yomar, Timur Shelchama Mafatzaya. We had before that the sun, the rays of the sun, spreads out all over. It was a chilik between the rays of the moon and the rays of the sun. The rays of the moon go straight up, but the rays of the sun, with Mafatzaya, goes spreads out. So how did Rebbe notice that the ray of the sun spreads out? Tomorrow says, my time with the Rebbe, the Pasuk says, L'manatzeach ala yelas ha-shachar. L'manatzeach, we're singing until yelas ha-shachar, to the morning star. Is ma ayola. Just like the ayola, which is a female deer, is zukar neho, ma'avtzilois lekan lekan, it's a horns, spread out from one side to another side. Is av shachar zeh, the same thing, the morning star in the morning when the sun comes up, is ma'avtzil lekan lekan. The rays of the sun, when it comes up, it spreads out from side to side. Rashi ayola zu. So Rashi says, Lav davka noket. Lav davka female deer. Sharei ein karnayim linikeva. And the keva b'chal doesn't have any horns. So it just means, like it says on the side, a min ayola. Type of a hint. So what, there's horns spread out all over. That's the way the rays of the sun comes up in the morning. Amar Rab Zeira. Lomo nimshala Esther la ayola. Why was Esther a mushal to an ayola, to a female deer? Rashi says, "Loma nim shel Esther kayola, besechta megillah." Armina the Esther amra mizmazeh. Esther said this mizmer. Lamsech al yelas hashachar. Esther said it. Kivon shegiya lebeis hatzlomim. As soon as she came, she had to go with Achashverosh to the house of the tzlomim of the Getchkes. Is nistalka emen shchina. The shchina went away from her. And amra she said, "Keli keli loma azavtoni." Like Hashem, why are you leaving me? So Esther said this mizmer. So Shaila is, why do we call like Esther Ayala Sashachar? Why is Esther daima to Ayala, to a female deer? Is Lemlof to teach us, Ma Ayala, just like this Ayala, that Rach Motzar, her womb is very tight, the Chaviva Abayla, Kol Shor V'Shor, Kishor Rishoyna, the husband, the male, enjoys her very much, like the first time he has Tashmish with her, because her Rachma, the womb is always very tight. Is Af Esther, the same thing with Esther Amalko, for it's the Chaviva al Achashverosh, Kol Shor V'Shor, Kishor Rishoyna. Every time Achashverosh lived with Esther, he enjoyed it like the first time. That's why she's doing her to Ayola. Omer Rabasi, Loma Nimshle Esther L'Shachar. Why does the Pasuk say Ayela Sashachar is going on Esther? Why is Esther doing to the Shachar, to the morning star? Loimlo, to teach us, Ma Shachar, just like in the morning star. So if Kol Alayla, it's the end of the night, Af Esther is safe kol nisim. Esther was the last one of the nisim. The next that happened by Purim, that was the end of the nisim, of the great nisim that Klal Yisrael celebrate to make him tovim from. Fred Gemara of Ikach Hanukkah, Heist Esther was by the Bayis Rishon, and it was before the Bayis Sheni was, and Hanukkah was in the middle of the Bayis Sheni. I have Ikach Hanukkah that happened much later, and for the Gemara Nitnoli Kosev Karminin. We mean to say this is the last nes that with Nitin Likoser is supposed to be written down, but Teresa Sefer. Like in Megillah, we have Megillah Esther. Masheke by Hanukkah, we don't have any Megillah. So this was the last nest to be written down. So Gemara says, "Ha Nichol Aman Diyama Esther Nitin Likoser." That's Kulat Aman Diyama Megillah that learns that Megillah Esther was able to be written down. It was Nitin Likoser. You're supposed to write down this Megillah and has a shame Megillah on it. Elo Aman Diyama. Esther la nitli kosa, but according to Mount Yomar, it says no. Like there's no Megillah Esther. We'll soon see pshat that the Megillah Esther was not given to be written down. Ma'ik lemeima. What can you say? So why do we call Esther daima to shachar, to the morning star? You want to say the slave call anisim? No, we have the nest of Hanukkah. Isaac Siva. This Mount Yomar holds Megillah Esther also was nitli kosa. So Gemara Yen says mukim lo karebim yomim rab yefes. It goes along rab yomim rab yefes. Om rab leza. The Yomer Rebbe Yomim Reb Yefes, Yomer Rebbe Leza, Loma Nimshlu Tfiloson Shol Tzadikim Kayolus. Why is the Tfilah, the davening of a Tzadik, Daimaku to a Kayola, Daimaku to this female deer? Loimlof to teach us, Ma Ayolazu, Kol Zaman Shemegadelis, Karneho Matzilois. The older it gets, the more horns grows on it, and the more the horns spread out. Is Af Tzadikim, the same way by Tzadikim, Kol Zaman Shemarbe Betfilah. Kol zaman they daven more and more, the more tefillah they have, it's tefillah in the shmas. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to them. So that's why Esther was daima to Ayelas HaShachar, to teach us that the tefillah, the more and more they daven of tzaddikim, the more and more Hashem listens to them. So let's see Rashi now. Rashi learns, Ho nichol aman diyoma, kluchta b'masechta megillah. So machlekes negemar megillah, that ikol aman diyoma metames yadayim. So Rashi right away learns, and the Ritva explains also like this, that avad according to everybody, there is such a thing as a Megillah Tester. Everybody holds you allowed to write down the Megillah. And v'keit is the mitzvah. The halacha of mitzvah's kriyas Megillah is davka mitoch haksav. You have to read the Megillah from a ksav, from a good klaf. So avad everybody holds the Megillah Tester was nitna likosav midza tatkonis. For nashik nesak derla was to write down the Megillah. There was such a takona. So what's the machlokes if lo nitna likosav? So Rashi says it doesn't have the chaymer of other Sifrei Kodesh, that it's not Matamas Yadayim. So Rashi, Ika Laman Diyoma, Matamas Yadayim, Vika Laman Diyoma, Diyena Matamas Yadayim, the Lav Seifi, that's Tal Machloikis. Hey, how much of a Kedusha does Megillah Esther have? One Man Diyoma says it has the same type of Kedusha like any other of the Kisvei HaKodesh. That Lachim Mid Rabbonin is Matamas Yadayim. Mishum the Truma, that the Ghanim should not be Ruggle, they would give this one of the Yudches Devorim, they were Goizom, that the hands is Matama. If you touch a sefer, it's metamiyu. So who adin Megillah says to have this chaymer, and the other man Yama says no. Even though avada was literally kosev, we have a Megillah sester, but it doesn't have this chumer to metamis yadayim. That's the machlokes. The entire Shonim also speaks out like this: that el leman diyomo le nitli kosev miyu kula yalma moida de nitno li kosev in the rabbonin. It's as everybody holds our koponim with the rabbonin, you're supposed to write down the Megillah. If you read the Megillah by heart, you're not yotze. Elamid rabbonin tzrichli kosev. Obinanami tfiris chut and megidim shalom megillah. See, Lord, a little bit different than Rashi. As everybody holds our koponim with the rabbonin, you have to write down the Megillah. The shaila was whether the takona from before that for nashik lesek adolam or not to write down the Megillah. According to Rashi, everybody holds the words at the corner to write the Megillah. The only question is, how much Kedusha is there in this Megillah? So that's the Mukum Law, Rebbe Yom Ben Yefes, Kloima Dorish Lahai Shachak Rebbe Yom Ben Yefes, that Loma Nimshlut Flossen Shadikim, Dai Shachak Loshen Tfilahu, Dorish Lai Kumai Ruchi Bekirbi, is a Matzeh Halat Tfilah. As the older it gets, every year it has another horn growing on it, or it gets bigger. As we in the tefillah, the more we dive into Hashem, the more Hashem listens. Right. Then the Mishnah says the what? That one time it happened that they shechted the carbon tomid too early. As they thought it was daytime, really it was just the rays of the moon that was coming out. And they found that it was still Lailam, so the carbon is possible. You can't shech the carbon by Lailam. So the Mishnah says they had to burn the carbon. And Machmezeh, they made a takona that always they have somebody going up on top of the wall, on top of the built a roof, and making sure to see, they see the Olas HaShachar. That was the din of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah said the what? That after that, the next line of the Mishnah was that Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah. We bring the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah. We make the Kohen Gadol be tefil before it does the avoidus. So Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about now? What day? Ilayim b'shar yemei sashon. If you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about the rest of the year, lav dafka on Yom Kippur. So the rest of the year, his avmin of the Gemara is that the ma'isa was they brought a korban atomid once too early, and then the next ma'isa was a Kohen Gadol went down to be tefil. So Gemara thought it's like one ma'isa. Just like that carbon atomic came too early, so they had to bring another one later, and when it came morning, the Kohen Gadol went down to be tabled to bring the carbon atomic. So Gemara asks, what day are we talking about? If you want to tell me we're talking about the rest of the year, Loisagi the Lav Kohen Gadol. Like, why does Mishnah have to say a Kohen Gadol went down to be tabled to bring the carbon atomic? You don't need the Kohen Gadol. The rest of the year, any Kohen could use it. So even though a Kohen Gadol could also do the Avodah, like we had before, any time a Kohen Gadol wants to, he has a right to do it, but the Mishnah wouldn't say it for no purpose. If the Mishnah says a Kohen Gadol, it's mashma we bedavka need the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. So if we're talking about the rest of the year, regular carbon atomid, the rest of the year, why do we need a Kohen Gadol for? So Gemara answers, Ela b'yom ha-kippurim. Now, Vada, the Mishnah is talking about now on Yom Kippur. And the Havminer is, this whole Maisa took place on Yom Kippur. That one time they brought the carbon atomid too early, it was still nighttime, and they made a mistake because they saw the light of the Levono. They thought it was the light of the sun, and they had to burn the carbon. For the Gemara, if you want to tell me something about Yom Kippur, Me'or HaLevono, Me'ika, could it be such a mistake that there was so much light from the Levono? And the Ritva speaks out, the only time you have the real light, that the light of the Levono comes up, is only at the end of the Chodesh, but not at the beginning or not in the middle. And the Yom Kippur is test, as the ninth, is test for Tishrei. So it's not the time yet to have the Or HaLevono. So how could the Mishnah say the mice that they made a mistake? They thought it was daytime because of the Or HaLevono. It doesn't happen. That only happens at the end of the Chodesh. So how could they say it happened on Yom Kippur? But the Mar Miyika, so Mar Yitzis finally Hochikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Over Yom HaKippurim, Ki Yom HaBorek Barakoi. The Mishnah means to say, Enechlam, there's two different cases. The first case of the Mishnah was a story happened in the middle of the year, that once on a Tumid, it was brought too early. And because of that, they had to burn the carbon atomid. And because of that, they made a takana. From now on, we never bring the carbon atomid until we have one kohen going up on top of the roof, on top of the attic, and looking up and making sure he tells us he sees the Orlas HaShachar. He's making sure he sees the morning star. Now the Mishnah goes on that Kiyom HaBorek Rakoi on Yom Kippur, when this person also comes up and tells us, I saw the Elos HaShachar, I saw the morning star already, what we know about the Yitzhayim, is Haridu Kohen God LeBeis HaTfilah. Like now the Mishnah goes back to the Seder, what we do on Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur, now we need the Kohen God LeBadavka to bring the Tomit HaShachar. So now after this Kohen that went up the roof and told us Brakoi, he said he saw the ray of the sun already. So we know for sure it's Yom. Now the Kohen Gadol goes to the Beis HaTfilah to start to do the avodis of Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Amos, when did it happen? Ilema, Kosanko Daita, the Habmin was, Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah, the Tzeifa de Mastisen Hu. It's the end of the Mishnah. Uva Yom Shetol Lishchot. It's like one big story. They made a mistake and shechted the carbon atomic too early. They had to burn it. Okomer, it says right after that, Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah. Lishchot Tomen Achrei HaTfilah. Is Amos Hevi Haitois? Like when did this time happen? If you want to tell me name of Shayim Mois HaShonam, the Lav Yom Kippur. Rashi also says it, that when does the moon like grow to say there'll be such rays, it's only the end of the month. So if you want to say one the end of 1 month, why does the Mishnah say a Kohen Gadol? What do we need a Kohen Gadol for? So more halavon amika. Tell him why you want to say it's Yom Kippur. Fred Gemara, the story couldn't take place in Yom Kippur. Let's smoyach tzomach l'shachar. Does the moon give us such a ray before the shachar? It only happens at the end of the month, not in the middle of the month. So Moshe Kanner is hokikama. Of Yom Kippurim, ki Yom Abarak Rakoi. V'yaitzil lebeis asreifam. Maskana de milsi. V'aridu kain gadol milsav yapay nafshi. Something new. Or mahade laruya b'seidir avodat Yom Kippur. Now the Mishnah's come to teach us, how did the kain gadol act do on Yom Kippur? V'hokikama. Kisharoya Oyma Brakoi on Yom Kippur, when the person on top of the roof said he sees the Olas HaShachar, he sees the morning star, having married in Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the Beis HaTfilah, Shachris. That's the time when we took down the Kohen Gadol down to make his first Tfilah. Vaita. Tony, we learned, Avuah de Rebbe Yavin, Loi Zu Bavad Amru. It's not only Rashi, Loi Zu Bavad means Loi Zevach Levadoi, Shenishchot Balayla Amru Yisarif. Not only here, not only this case, the case of the Mishnah was where they made the mistake and they thought it was daytime and they shechted the carbon atomid and really it was still night, so the din was you have to burn the carbon atomid because the shechita that was done b'layla is possible. So he's saying now, loy zubav adarmu, not only if you shechted the carbon atomid b'layla is it possible, elaaf malika soif. The same thing if you have a bird, you bring it for carbon and you make the malika b'layla, it's also possible. You have to burn the bird. If you want to bring a mincha, and the Kohen takes the kemitza balayla, and he puts the kemitza into a klisharis, so the locher kemitza is like a shchita, and may we say that if it was done balayla, it's possible. And the mincha has to be burnt. You can't use the mincha anymore. Rashi, Elaaf melika soif u kemitza hamincha, balayla tisarif. The gamri lo mishchita. We learn it out from shchita. The melika soif. So if you take a burn and put your thumb through the neck, ukemitas mincha, and when the Kohen takes the handful of the mincha out of the mincha, the mokam shchitas hazvachim hein. That's the same type of an avoda you do by an animal. By an animal, the avoda is shchita. By a mincha, the avoda is kmitza. By an oif, the avoda is malika. So that's the same halachas. If you do it for lila, it's possible. And therefore, the halachim is you have to burn the carbon. You can't use it. So Maria asks, Vishle ma'ola soif, might heavy. That I understand very good. You have an oif, and you made a malika, so you killed the oif already. And you, what time did you do it? It was still night time, so it's possible. So I use it over again in the morning to make another shchita. You can't do it. Might heavy. The heim is dead already. You grashi yef shalach zero. You can't make another malika on the oif. So I understand why you have to burn it. For the Gemara Ella Koimitz, what happened by the mincha? You had the whole plate full of the flour, the sorin full of the flour, and the Kohen took the handful of the kmitza out of it and put it into another klisharis. But everything is still here. So since it was done at night time, it's not the zman to make the kmitza, so for the Gemara Kasha, Ella Koimitz, Nahadra. Why can't you put it back again? For Nahadra, Venikmitz, Sobhi Mama.